So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanliness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me, and of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come he shall show you. He shall glorify me, and because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Please be seated. And let every man be swift to hear, and slow to speak, and slow to anger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, Holy Mother, the Church gives us wise advice to follow, but a lot of times very hard for us to put into practice. Reminds us of the need to practice patience. Esteem it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith begets patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. And so it reminds us of this great need of patience that we should have in the various trials, the sufferings that we have in life, that because of our strong faith, that it will help to beget then this patience that we experience. And that's why he says, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. And so it is, it's a reminder to us of a lot of times, yes, we will have our sufferings and trials in this life, difficulties, and we need, therefore, patience to help us to overcome them. Sacred Scripture says, blessed is the man who endureth temptation. And that reminder again to us that all of us, we will have to undergo temptations at times, that in some ways we're tried by those temptations. But if we're able to handle them, with patience and the suffering of them and undergoing them, well, then we see that it says, blessed is the man who endureth them. Because it is through enduring them, it is in suffering them patiently, that it will help us to reach our sanctity, to sanctify our soul here in this life. And so we know patience is a virtue that we share in common with God himself. For patience has its source in God, and from him derives its glory and its dignity, so says Saint Cyprian. And I think it's something for us just to think about in terms of why do we say that, yes, that is something that we share in common with God. I mean, look at how patient God is with all of us. Many times we fall into maybe serious sins, and yet God continues to try to show to us patience. A patience and a charity in trying to help us, giving us graces, giving us help. Maybe things we read, things we hear, that is able then to help us to overcome our weaknesses and our faults. Or going to confession and receiving the advice from a priest. You know, through these things that God gives that to us. But it's something good for us to think about and to realize that the patience that we practice in our daily life, whether it's patience toward our family members, patience toward the sufferings and crosses that we have, you know, patience just in dealing with everyday life. But it is a reminder that it is something that we share in common with Almighty God, and that we receive this as He is the source of that patience to us. And from receiving that patience, well, then it helps us then to practice the virtues. You know, one, we look at our Lord in His passion and how patient He was in suffering all the things that He underwent. And why? Because He knew it was to redeem mankind. It was something for Him to realize that and to show us that example. And that's why we look to our Lord as this great example. But patience also in relation to our Christian life, we can say it's the virtue that helps to give us perseverance. Because again, the patience that we practice in the difficulties and the crosses and the trials that we receive, that will help us to persevere to the end. It also helps us from vice by practicing patience. Again, realizing that sometimes, yes, we will have temptations, but not to give in to them, to fight against them. Certainly helps us to maintain charity. And that's why when we look at that quote at the very beginning that we see in the epistle, let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. Well, yes, that helps us to realize the idea of charity toward others. How easy it is to maybe say something very quickly, react to a situation, or to allow our anger to overcome us. Well, this helps us to see that. This helps us then to practice this virtue of charity. And also then it will help us to overcome any hatred that we have by being more patient toward those maybe that hurt us. Patient toward those that do things to us. And then ultimately it will help us to triumph over the obstacles in our life. The obstacles that we have to practicing the virtues. And so it is this patience that both commends us to God and keeps us in His service. By the virtue that we practice of patience, yes, it helps us to stay with God, being in His service of understanding that. Because it restrains our anger, it bridles the tongue, it governs the mind, it maintains peace, and it regulates discipline for us. And I think that's one of the things for us to contemplate and to see. Of how does it regulate discipline for us? Well, again, going back to the fact, if we're patient, if we're able to see the things that come to us, we accept them, we deal with them, well, that will certainly help us to be more patient. And that through that patience that allows us to be disciplined. And again, instead of just reacting to situations. So something for us to think about in the practice of virtue. And how the church gives us this wise advice. But as I say, it's wise advice, but it can be very difficult to practice. And therefore, that is why we need this virtue of patience to help us in that. And helping us to practice this virtue. To listen first, then to speak. But allowing us to listen to what is going on. But how often, a lot of times, it's the exact opposite. We speak first, and then we're able to listen and see, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that or said it this way. Different things. We all learn from that. And so let us try to take this time and to meditate upon that. You know, in this time period after Easter, and we see kind of the example that our Lord gives to us in the practice of the virtues and trying to help us to understand that and to see that. And so here is one that is good for us then to consider. How much patience do we have? Whether it's patience with our family, patience with our friends, patience with the people around us, patience with the crosses and trials that we have in life. How do we handle those things? All of us can reflect on that. All of us can probably, I imagine, do better with that. And so let us try to take this time then to consider, how can I practice this virtue in a greater capacity? And understanding that, as I say, with the Christian life itself and what it can allow us and help us with, if we can practice a greater patience, yes, we will see that we will grow in virtue. We'll see that we're able to handle crosses and trials as they come to us much better than just reacting to the situation itself. So pray for this virtue, pray for the patience and trying to help, because the more that we practice the patience, the more virtuous we will be. And then remembering what sacred scripture says, he that perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.